What is going on, guys? Welcome to this episode of the Ton of Strength podcast. I am your host, Tony. Let's go, baby. Hey, topic of discussion today is the 90-10 rule of success and failure. This is something that people don't really understand. And I want to go into this. I want you guys to have this philosophy, this mindset when it comes to challenges in life, because you'll succeed at every circumstance of life if you think like this. Now, I'm going to give you a premise. I'm going to give you a story of mine. When I was over a year ago, I was applying for assistant manager positions at my prospective job. The first interview, I was like, I'm going to dominate. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to destroy it. I was overconfident. And this is one of my biggest flaws. I am overconfident in certain circumstances. And then I just find out that it turned out to be pretty shitty. And then that devastates me more. So I got declined that opportunity. I was devastated. It affected me drastically. I started blaming things. I started blaming some people, mostly myself. And it was because, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And I was like bitching and moaning about the circumstances, the opportunities. And this happened a couple times until I started to shift my mindset to the point where I was going to expect to fail and expect to win to a smaller extent. So this is what I mean by 90-10 rule. I expected to fail 90% of the time, and I expected to win 10% of the time. This is a successful formula, and here's why. If you expect to lose 90% of the time, you have nothing to lose. You literally have nothing to lose. It's going to bite you a little bit. You're going to be like, oh, shit, that's BS. You know, it is what it is, though. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to take this, and I'm going to apply it to my next one going forward. If you expect to win 10% of the time, you're going to be like, oh, I win. That's it. Now, people ask me, what are you getting at in this regard? I am saying this in this regard. Failure is our biggest lesson. Success isn't. Think about success. Success is just an instant. Oh, congratulations on your promotion. That's an instant gratification. That's going to be like, oh, great, I moved up. But what are you learning from that? I'm sure opportunities will come up to learn later on, but you're not learning shit from that, any one of life's mistakes. And now if you expect to fail and then you do fail, you're not devastated. You're just like, oh, I failed. Again, now I'm going to learn from it. This is how I'm going to learn. You ask for constructive criticism in your interview and you come back harder. Now this applies to anything in life, whether you're getting an award, whether you're getting, you know, you're playing in a tournament or anything like that. Obviously, you expect to lose 90% of the time and expect to win 10% of the time. But you want to hit that 10%. You want to do all you can, all you possibly can to win. But if you lose, it's not going to destroy you. It's not going to affect you mentally, because mentally you prepared to lose and win. See, this is what people either do, one or the other. If you assume you're going to lose 100% of the time, you're going to lose 100% of the time. Now, if you expect yourself to lose and to win, it's going to be one or the other, baby. And then if you expect to win 100% of the time and you lose, you're going to be mentally devastated because you're not going to understand it. You're going to throw a shit fit. You're going to blame other people, blah, blah, blah. So this is why I say practice the 90-10 rule. Expect 90% of the time to lose and 10% of the time to win. The biggest teachers of life is success and failure. And it makes sense. It makes sense to practice this mindset because you mentally condition yourself so that when you lose, it doesn't destroy your life. It does not devastate you. You're like, okay, another loss. I already got rejected 700 times by this, you know, by women. I'm going to have somebody that says yes. So expect to lose 90% of the time and expect to win 10% of the time. This is a really simple concept. Just think about it. Just instill this into your brain, because I guarantee you this is going to help you out. I failed so many times. Now it's gotten to the point where I expect failure. But the thing is, I keep leveling up. I've noticed I keep leveling up, and then finally I win, and then I start leveling up some more by losing, and then I win again, and the cycle repeats. You're going to lose more than you win, majority of the time. Get that in your head. Get that in your skull. Get that in your dome, because you have a ton of strength. You just gotta bring it out, baby. Thank you for listening to this short, you know, little rant, short little podcast here. I'm going to post quite a few of these just to go on rants, you know, every single day. I'm going to try to post something. There's going to be a lot of content out there in this time. You know, I'm going to be doing whatever I can to motivate you guys, to get you guys going. I am not a motivational speaker. I just want you guys to take action in this regard. When you hear stuff like this from my podcast episodes, I want you to practice what I preach. And why I say this is, when you apply all of this, you apply the aspects, these, you know, tips, these rants into your life, I think you're going to win. And not to say that I'm winning or anything like that, because I got a lot to lose. In this regard, I need to lose to win. Guys, thank you for listening. I hope, you know, this is kind of sloppy right now, because I'm still a little bit new to the podcast game. So bear with me. My podcast episodes will be a little bit more structured, a little bit less off on a tangent, more ranty. Thank you guys for listening. Please, I beg of you, baby. I beg of you. Subscribe to this podcast, like and share it with other people if you think I provide value to you and provide value to someone else. Because I want to be able to provide value to someone that's in the shit situation and wants to change it and is frustrated and it's taking them down in a darker direction. I want you guys to see the light, because there's a lot of light out there, but it's masked by the shadows, baby. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.